Okay, so sitting in an upright and comfortable position. And engage in your soothing breathing rhythm and friendly facial expression. Just allow your breathing to slow a little and gently rest your attention in the flow of breathing in and breathing out. And just bring to mind some of the qualities of your ideal compassionate self, starting with the quality of caring motivation, a deep desire to be kind, caring, and supportive in the world. Imagine having these qualities and how it would feel in your body. And how it would feel looking out through your eyes with this intention to be caring. Just consider what your body posture would be like, your facial expression. What would your voice tone sound like? Second, consider the quality of wisdom. You understand that we have tricky brains, and we did not choose this. These were brains that were created over millions of years of evolution. So really understanding that it's not your fault, it's not our fault. So really imagining how that would feel looking out through the eyes of your wise, compassionate self, having this deep understanding of human nature and how hard life can be, human struggles. With an understanding that it's not our fault. And finally, consider the quality of strength. And notice how that feels in your body. That inner feeling of strength and courage. How would you stand with this sense of confidence and strength in your body? Okay, so holding on to these qualities, caring motivation, wisdom, strength. Now just imagine that you're walking down a street as your ideal compassionate self and feeling these qualities within you, embodying these qualities as you walk. Just really notice how it feels inside of you, how your arms feel, your legs, your core. As you walk along this street, what's your facial expression like? And your voice tone? Really connecting with that deep intention to be sensitive to suffering, along with a desire to try to be supportive and to alleviate distress, a sense of readiness and preparedness to be compassionate in the world. Just really feeling your way into that body, what that's like looking through the eyes of your compassionate self. Okay, so just imagine as you walk along, you can now see in front of you an image of your usual self. So this is the version of you that's in the world on a day-to-day basis. And as your compassionate self, looking out to this version of you with deep kindness and with a caring motivation, just noticing what that feels like. A deep desire that this version of you in front of you may find comfort and well-being and happiness. And also connecting with your wisdom as your compassionate self. You understand, as you look out, you understand that life can be hard. It can be stressful. So you really understand that. As you look out towards yourself, an understanding that this version of you is trying to manage these difficulties that arise in life, the day-to-day stresses and hardships. So just giving yourself that wisdom, that wise understanding, and just considering the empathy that you have for this version of you. And given your caring intention, your empathy, and your deep understanding of this version of you, consider for a minute what your compassionate self might want to say or do for this version of you. And we can just imagine saying these words out loud, just focusing on an intention to be supportive. So let's just try saying these words and really connecting with the feelings behind the words. May you be well. May you cope with life's challenges. May you be happy. And if you prefer, you could also try using I instead of you. So, may I be well. May I cope with life's challenges. May I be happy. Maybe just try both and see which version fits best for you. And of course, you might have your own phrases that you might want to say, and just really connecting with that caring intention behind the words. Okay, and just notice how that feels, directing that compassion towards yourself. And when you're ready, just let the image fade and bringing your attention back to your breath, your posture, that feeling of groundedness in your body. And when you're ready, coming back into the room and opening your eyes.